Vice President Kamala Harris says the country's immigration challenges go beyond Title 42. That is the pandemic policy restricting border crossings. It was to end this week, but the Supreme Court is keeping it in place for now. In an interview with NPR's Asma Khalid, Harris laid out the White House position, calling on Congress to reform the system. And Asma joins us now for more on that interview with the VP. Asma, hello.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm well. You spoke to the vice president yesterday on the administration's border plans before the Supreme Court intervened to keep Title 42 in place for now. Let's take a listen.
We are going to do everything that's within our ability as the executive branch. And that means, again, putting more agents on the border as appropriate so that we can manage what might be an influx. It is about increasing the work that we have been increasing around arresting human smugglers. And it is the work that we have been doing that has been about bringing the partners and the allies together on an international level.
Now, the vice president is tasked with addressing root causes of migration. What did she say about that?
Yeah, and, you know, on that point, actually, Scott, about the root causes of migration, I mean, this is something for which the VP has received, you know, a fair amount of criticism from the right in particular. They have pointed to the situation at the border and an expected increase in migrants coming across the U.S. southern border and blamed, really, the vice president for this. You know, to be clear, her focus has focused a lot on Honduras, Nicaragua, countries kind of within that Central America region. And, you know, experts will say that right now, sort of the big uptick in migrants coming across the border more recently have been from countries outside of Central America, like Cuba or Venezuela. Mm. You know, to the point, though, about what the administration can do, I really did try to get a clearer sense of this, Scott, because the vice president told me that she feels like ultimately any sort of overhaul of immigration laws will rest with Congress. I asked her, though, you know, are there things that this administration could do unilaterally? You heard her there speak about putting more border agents on the southern border. She also spoke about the need to bring technology greater in to help process cases in a more efficient way. And then she did speak, you know, to the work that they've done in Central America. She pointed out that they've raised over $3 billion between these public-private partnerships to really deal with the root causes of migration. But, you know, ultimately, I will say, you know, there has been kind of a bipartisan chorus of concern, even from people like her home state of California's governor, who've been really concerned about what might happen when Title 42 does expire.
The vice president also talked to you about abortion. After the overturning of Roe v. Wade, Kamala Harris has spent a lot of time speaking to abortion rights advocates.
I very much think of this as a movement, and certainly picking up on the movement that was started generations ago that led to the passage of Roe v. Wade and the meaning of that in terms of the court's decision there. We have to pick up where those leaders left off.
Asma, did the vice president lay out plans for Congress to codify abortion rights and what the political reality is right now?
I mean, really, the political reality is really nearly impossible for them to do that at this point. You know, I last interviewed the vice president shortly after the Supreme Court struck down those abortion protections. And, you know, at that point in time, she was encouraging Democrats to come out and vote for more senators in their respective states. She said that that was what was needed in order to codify Roe. And so I did ask her yesterday, you know, what happens to this? And she, as you heard, talked about this more as being a movement. I think she spoke about it sort of thinking about more of the long view. You know, in some ways, she says the focus right now is going to be on what's happening at the state level and ensuring that various state protections remain. And so they're focused on that. They're focused on assisting people through nonprofits and whatnot. But, you know, look, this is going to be a tough sell for Democrats. I would say a nearly impossible sell because they just don't mathematically have the numbers in Congress to codify any protection rights. Yeah. And you've even heard some Republicans on the other side start talking about the fact that they want to put in place a federal abortion ban.
Yeah. Okay. And briefly, Twitter, the new boss, Elon Musk, has, to say the least, done a lot to the company to shrink it, decide who can and not have a voice in the platform. What did the vice president say about the implications?
You know, I was really curious to ask her about this. I think many of us journalists, we use Twitter, but there's been a lot of drama over at the social media platform recently. She, her staff, certainly use Twitter. And so I asked her, you know, is there a point where, given everything that's been going on there, that she would decide that she's no longer going to use the platform? She did not answer directly that question, but she told me that she's sort of more concerned about broader national security implications. She cited her work on Russian interference in the 2016 election when she was on the Senate Intelligence Committee and told me she's very concerned about the spread of disinformation online.
When I see how social media is used in that way, it causes me a very deep level of concern as someone who has a responsibility and a first priority to consider and protect our nation's security.
And, you know, Scott, this White House has been asked multiple times about Twitter and is there a sense in which they would continue to use the platform? I would say they don't really answer those questions, and they do point to their concerns about the spread of misinformation.
Asma Khalid is White House correspondent for NPR. Asma, thank you as always.
My pleasure.